where the leaders of 20 countries have gathered for the annual G20 summit. Usually it focuses on global economic growth, but the recent terrorist attacks in Paris, France are dominating discussions at the G20. U.S. President Barack Obama held a press conference yesterday. He spent a good part of it defending U.S. strategy for fighting ISIS, as criticism increases that America isn't doing enough to defeat the terrorist group.
There have been a few who suggested that we should put large numbers of U.S. troops on the ground. It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake.
The president plans to keep the current U.S. strategy in place, which partly involves airstrikes on ISIS targets and helping local groups fight ISIS. The Obama administration also says it's sticking with plans to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the U.S. next year. Yesterday, at least 19 U.S. states announced they were against allowing Syrian refugees to resettle there. 18 of them are led by Republican governors, one is by a Democrat. And at least 5 states said they'd accept refugees, all of them led by Democratic governors. Part of the reason for the controversy is that French authorities reported at least one of the Paris attackers had entered France with the flood of refugees from Syria, and 6 of the terrorists had reportedly spent time in Syria. The U.S. State Department says it has a process that allows for the safe resettlement of Syrian refugees. The director of the Central Intelligence Agency says the Paris attacks probably weren't a one-off event, so security is being increased across Europe. French President François Hollande announced 5,000 positions would be added to his country's paramilitary police force. 7 attackers were killed in the Paris assaults, but the Islamic terrorist group ISIS, which claimed responsibility, says 8 attackers were involved, so the search for suspects continues. The U.S. and France say they are increasing the ways they share intelligence.